So all of this developing very, very quickly, including what's going on with sanctions and what's going on with Western reaction. Jen Schonberger is covering that angle for us, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Julie. That's right. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops into two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as Moscow on Monday recognized those regions as independent, raising the specter for a full-fledged invasion. Now, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Putin is bent, quote, on a full-scale invasion of Ukraine and is unveiling a package of economic sanctions against Russia. This, as the European Union as a whole on Tuesday says it will announce a full package of sanctions on Russia. Meanwhile, Germany will not approve the Nord Stream 2, that gas pipeline built by Russia's Gazprom to transport natural gas into Europe. As for the White House, Jonathan Finer, White House Principal Deputy National Security Advisor on CNN this morning, used the term invasion to describe Putin's ordering of troops when he was pressed on whether the term is appropriate. But the White House has officially not yet deemed this a full-scale invasion, and officials say they are going to observe and assess what Russia does and act appropriately. Administration officials view Putin's speech Monday as laying the groundwork to justify war and see an invasion at any moment. Still, officials say they will continue to pursue diplomacy until the tanks roll, but are under no illusions about what is likely to come next. President Biden signed an executive order on Monday blocking trade and investment by Americans in those two separatist enclaves of Ukraine and will announce additional measures today, including more sanctions, though those sanctions will be distinct from the strict measures promised if Russia further invades Ukraine. Now, as for whether President Biden will meet with Putin later this week, the White House says that will depend on Russia's actions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with his Ukrainian counterpart in Washington this afternoon to discuss next moves. No word on whether Blinken will meet, however, with his Russian counterpart on Wednesday. That was conditioned, of course, upon whether Russia invades. Guys.
Jen, thank you so much. Obviously, a lot to keep track of. So, keeping it all straight for us is very much appreciated.